sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and welcome to the actual live version of the Unsolicited Opinion. Now, Jimmy and Sean have been walking me through all the steps to do this radio show, so hopefully you can hear me. Hopefully the mic's not popping. Hopefully I'll remember all the steps that they told me, although sometimes, you know, I do pretty good with this stuff, even though I'm at the Etch-a-Sketch phase of development when it comes to computers and that stuff, but hopefully I'll be able to remember all the bells and whistles and the instructions that Commandant James and Commandant Sean have given me, so I don't screw this up too much. They do send their love, but now I don't know. I'm hoping everybody can hear me. Nobody's sending me a little notice in here in the little box thing that Jimmy's writing me messages telling me they can't hear me. So I guess everybody can hear me. So hello, everybody who's listening to Micro 1650 AM. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, it's a great day around here. It's beautiful. It's windy. The sun is shining. We're alive. So we got another shot at it, right? So, hey, that's what counts, is that we actually have another shot at another day of making things better in the world. So it's a good thing there's all of us out there fighting, and all of you listeners who have the brains to listen to these radio shows, I consider to be fighters as well, because gathering information creates power. Knowledge is power. There's no doubt about it in my mind. So now I don't have a guest lined up today because I figured if I was going to screw up this show technologically, there'd be no point in torturing a guest with the same types of screw ups. So I want to give out the telephone number for anybody who's listening. Please call in. The number is 716-213-6816. 716-213-6816. And, call me. Call me if you want to get into this conversation. I don't really have any set thing I'm going to talk about today. I'm just going to just give you my unsolicited opinion on a variety of topics. So, hey, won't that be grand? You know, my friend and I went, for those of you who have been listening to my show, I've been going on about United Nations Agenda 21 and sustainable development since last October. So the majority of guests that I've had on my radio show have been people who have been fighting and following UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, for varying lengths of time. So my friend and I went to a meeting that was held in one of the suburbs of Philadelphia, and it's called the First Suburbs Meeting. And we had initially gone to one of those about 3 years ago because we wanted to find out, you know, what are they up to? What's this First Suburbs shtick supposed to be? So we went to this meeting, and it's all about redistribution of wealth, which is, of course, what this whole sustainable development is about, economic, environmental, and equity, also known as social justice, which means our wealth here in this country is redistributed out. And so what their part of their plan is to move people around in this country so that we can all live together, you know, with diversity and multiculturalism and all those wonderful things. And so what this was about was there's a new term out there now, and it's called the tyranny of the zip code. And so I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. So what it really means is that in 1965 with the Civil Rights Act, of course, then they started to, you know, build the housing projects and that. And well, those didn't work out real well. And so then they decided, well, they're not going to have housing projects for low-income people. They're going to give them Section 8 housing vouchers so that they can move out of the projects into the community and everybody will be happy. Well, then they discovered that through the use of these housing vouchers, people were limited to where they could live because they had to move someplace where they could afford the rent. Makes sense to me. I mean, I can't live on Long Island, on, you know, Nantucket or, you know, Nantucket or wherever, you know, I can't live in those high expensive places either. So you got to live where you can afford to live. Well, now they've decided that the zip code is now discriminatory. And if you happen to be somebody who, say, has a house worth $20 million, which some people on the main line, what's called the main line here in the Philadelphia region, do have homes worth $20 million. Well, you're discriminating against people who are recipients of Section 8 vouchers now, and so they're going to equalize everything. You know, we're all going to share in all of the wealth here, and so they're going to equalize it so that if you happen to be a collector of Section 8 housing vouchers, well, now you can go live where people live who have homes that, say, are worth $20 million because you're being discriminated against because you can't afford to live on the coast. How's that? I can't live on the coast. I can't live in San Diego or on the coast in California or on the coast of Florida. I can't afford that. But, hey, it's the tyranny of the zip code. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So there you go, kids. Your zip code is now discriminatory. I don't know. You know, you can't make this crap up. After a while, truly, you cannot make this crap up. And the stuff that they come out with, it never ends. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It just blows my mind that they continue to create problems when no problems exist. And the solution to the problems that they deem are problems is that someone else needs to pay for what they perceive to be the problem to be. It's never personal responsibility. It isn't you're going to a school district and you're not doing well because you're not personally responsible. It's somebody else's fault that you're not doing well. In Trenton, they spend $30,000 a year on education for each kid. In Trenton, New Jersey, think about that, $30,000 a year per student. And yet, kids aren't doing well. Well, who? Sometimes, you know, there's personal responsibility is a big thing here, and I'm a big fan of personal responsibility personally. Now, listen, I'm all about helping people out, and I don't mind that we have a welfare program. I'm glad we do, and I'm glad that we have food stamps to help people out, and I'm glad we have some of these social safety nets, but they aren't lifetime things. They shouldn't be that you get to live on the dole for the rest of your life. That's not the intent. That's not the purpose. And it does nothing. And nothing to help the individual on a temporary basis, yes. But forever, for your lifetime, no. Because you know what? The one thing I remember, one of the adages I remember from the Bible is the Lord helps those who help themselves. And that's kind of what it's all about. The Lord helps those who helps themselves. So, you know what? I think people need to start getting off the duff. Getting up off their rear end, get up off the couch and get to stepping and start doing some stuff that will make their life better instead of blaming someone else for the outcome in their life. So, hey, you know what? That just is kind of what it is, don't you think? Isn't there a little personality or personal responsibility that comes into play with this stuff? I think so. So, you know. Get up off your duff, people. And I know a lot of people listening to this radio show are people who are up off their duff and they're doing things and they're trying to make things happen for themselves and others in their life. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there who are, you know, they want to put a ball and chain around your ankle because if you're succeeding, they want to have a little bit of your success that they don't earn, that you've earned. So, you know what? I think we need to turn things around here in this country. I think we need to start kicking some butts. That's what I think we need to start doing. I think we need to start kicking some butts. So now I've only got a couple more minutes before we go to break. So I'm going to bring up a couple different topics. And then I've got something I want to talk about. This article I read about this woman painting her little boy's toenails pink. Oh, ain't that grand. So now the solution to the sleeping air traffic controllers is add another air traffic controller. Right now, I suggest if you think the solution to people who fall asleep on the job is hiring someone else to do that job alongside that person who's sleeping, let's hire somebody on at a minimum wage who just is their alarm clock. You know what I mean? Somebody who's hired just to like kick them in the shins, you know, every 20 minutes or so. You know, that would give you a good wake up, wouldn't it? That'd be a good wake up call. Hey, get a little whack in the shins. How about that? You can't sleep on the job. I don't know. People who work night shift other places, they don't get to sleep on the job. And we don't hire someone else to make sure they don't sleep on the job. The expectation is they won't be sleeping on the job. So, hey, this is the solution. This is our government. Let's hire someone else to make sure you stay awake. Does it ever end? Doesn't end. Goes on and on and on. You read this kind of crap every single day. We are inundated with crap. in this country. Goes on. Now listen, 716-213-6816 is the call-in number. If anybody wants to join me, talk to me. We're going to go to break, and we will be right back.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Never
what?
What's going down?
Oh, do I? Okay, because I...
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Are you receiving payments on a private loan? Would you rather have the cash now? If you're getting monthly payments on any type of real estate, promissory note, or private loan, American Finder can help. American Finder are specialists in getting people cash for real estate notes of any kind. It's quick, easy, and 100% secure. American Finder works with investors who are interested in purchasing the note from you or your client so you can have the money you need now. No more worrying about late payments or non-payments any longer. Just like banks buy mortgages, thousands of private investors across the country buy notes from individuals. They collect monthly payments while you get the cash you need. Buyers are standing by now, waiting to make estimates on your note. Appraisals are free, and you are under no obligation on any offer. Get the most from your note before the dollar drops any lower. Contact American Finder today at www.cash4cashflows.com. That's www.cash4cashflows.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And, you know, I'm listening to the tunes that Jimmy had loaded in this system, and I sent him those so long ago. I think I sent them back, I don't know, maybe in October or November or something. So I totally forgot what it was that I even sent to him to play when we go to break and when we come out of break. So, you know, hey, it's kind of interesting. I'm being pleasantly surprised here at what music I'm hearing, but... I happen to be 54 years old, and so I remember, you know, NAM, and I remember all the women's lib movement and the bra burners, and, you know, you didn't need a man anymore. You could just do everything on your own. And I was young, you know, in the early 70s, I was a young teenager, and, you know, I think about how much time has been spent destroying relationships between men and women in the last 40 years. It's just, it really is an amazing thing. They have deliberately done this. It has not been just happenstance that these things are occurring. It has been done deliberately by design, because if you want to have a New World Order, as George Bush Sr. referred to it, well, then you have to break the bonds that create allegiances and alliances and connections between people and between institutions. And they have certainly done that. If you look at the number of kids born out of wedlock today, in the black community, happens to be about 70%. In the Hispanic community, it happens to be about 50%. And in the white community, it happens to be about 40%. So, and none of those statistics are getting lower. Actually, none of those numbers are getting lower. They're actually increasing. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says, but a child needs a mother and a father to help them grow up so that they can function and be independent, successful, thinking individuals. And that's just the way it is in life. I mean, you need, it takes two to tango. You need a man and woman to have it happen in the first place. Woman, you know, that's just how it is. Nature made it that way. And obviously, I don't know, sometimes I think Mother Nature does know best, don't you think? I mean, we are created the way we are for a particular reason, and you can pretend all you want that that isn't the case, but it is the case. It is the case indeed. And I read an article, maybe some of you had seen this. I guess there's some woman, her name is Jenna Lyons, who works for J. Crew. And that's some clothing thing. I don't know. I'm not really into clothing and that crap anymore. But anyway, she works there, and so they did this online ad where it shows her painting her little boy, who's, I don't know, maybe four. She's painting his toenails pink. And she thinks, oh, that's just so much fun. Lucky for me, I ended up with a boy whose favorite color is pink. Toenail painting is way more fun in neon. All right, so, hey, if that's your thing, you want to paint your toenails pink, well, that's fine. You know, and little kids do dress up, and they, you know, but you know what? There's a reason why boys are boys and girls are girls. And there's a reason why we need to maintain the separation and not blur that like they're trying to do. They're trying to eliminate the distinction between a man and a woman. And one of the questions this writer of this article says, and she's referring to some course that's taught somewhere on gender studies. What the hell is gender studies? A man is a man and a woman is a woman. What the hell are they teaching people? What do you get if you get a graduate degree in gender studies? Does anybody have a clue what gender studies is supposed to mean? I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean, quite frankly. I think it's absolutely nonsense. But for those of you who may be aware of this psychiatrist who's on Fox News, and I love him, the man's got testosterone. I say the problem with our country is let's unload the fluoride that's in the water and let's load it up with testosterone. We need more men who've got extra doses of testosterone coursing through their veins. I say bring back the 300. I like burly men with a lot of hair on their chest. Hey, muscles always work for me. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. We've got Dr. Keith Ablow, and he's the shrink who just loves to whack down these liberals with this nonsense idea that there's no distinction between a man and a woman. And I love it because he takes this baseball bat loaded with spikes and he just beats them with it verbally. And it's just a wonderful thing to watch. And so he comments on this this ding-dong Jenna who thinks it's okay to paint her little boy's toenails pink because, oh, he loves pink. And he says to her that, yeah, well, it may be fun and games now, Jenna, but at least put some money aside for psychotherapy for the kid and maybe a little for others who will be affected by your innocent pleasure. This is a dramatic example of the way that our culture is being encouraged to abandon all trappings of gender identity, homogenizing males and females when the outcome of such psychological sterilization is not known. And isn't that true? But that's really what they want to do. I mean, they really want to have us all be drones. We'll all look alike. We'll dress alike. You know, if they could, they'd cut off boobs and they'd probably cut off penises too. You know, and we would all just be these objects. I don't know. Can't you picture it? Maybe we'll be wearing like gray. I think the Chinese had a market on the color gray, didn't they? That was what the color of the people in China were wearing for a long time. Maybe that's what we'll be all wearing, gray, you know, because it's kind of a mixture between black and white, and maybe it doesn't offend anybody. I don't know. Is the color gray offensive? I don't know. Maybe it is. We'll have to think about that. Let's do a study. I say the governments take about $10 million in and study whether or not the color gray is offensive to anybody. That works for me. Doesn't it work for you? Hey, I'd like to pay more taxes to be able to make them have that money to have the opportunity to study the color gray. Because I don't want anybody to be offended. I wonder how many people were offended that she painted her son's toes pink. And how many people were offended at the offense that some people were offended? I don't know. Am I offended? Are you offended? I mean, everyone's concerned about offense. I don't know. But I think maybe, you know what we need to do, too? We need to start giving guns back to little boys. And they can play cops and robbers. And they can play cowboys and Indians. And they can play army. And they can have trucks. And little girls can play with dolls. And if the little boy wants to play with a doll now and then, well, you know, at age two, they don't know what the hell ended up anyway. So it doesn't make much difference. But let's keep a separation there. I think that's what's going to be more successful for humanity. If we make sure we know who the men are, and I prefer the men like in the 300. I just, you know, that was like a wonderful movie to watch. There were a lot of very, very good-looking men in that movie, the 300. So I prefer men like that. And a man can open a door for me anytime. I never had any problem with that kind of stuff. In fact, I preferred it. In fact, my mother always said I'd rather be an old man's darling than a young man's slave. So, you know what? There was a lot of truth in that message. There really was, you know. And then, of course, there was always the adage that money can't buy love, but it sure buys a great imitation. And then there was always the one that money makes an ugly man handsome. So there you go. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know about pink toenail polish on little boys. I think this mother ought to just leave this kid alone, give him a fishing pole and a BB gun, and, you know, that's what he needs. That's what I think anyway. I like men to be men, and women can be women. Now, if women want to act like men, that's okay, too. And if men want to act like women, I don't care about that, but don't force it on people, and don't force it on little kids, and don't, you know, can't we just leave people alone? That's what I want. I just want to be left alone. Just leave us all alone. All right? That's all. Leave us all alone. Let us do what we want to do. Let little boys be little boys. And let little girls be little girls. And stop trying to screw with Mother Nature. I remember this commercial when I was a kid. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. So, hey, I think it was a margarine commercial. Anyway, listen. We're going to be going to break. A little rock and roll with Easy Rider there, I hear, coming in, so that's cool. And we will be right back, everybody, so hang on.
Speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
WUSA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. After a violent storm system moved through the south, authorities warned the death toll could rise as crews search areas shattered by tornadoes. North Carolina Governor Beverly Perdue has declared a state of emergency, with at least four counties reporting fatalities. Rescuers are attempting to locate a worker trapped in a silver mine in Idaho after a tunnel in the silver mine he was working in collapsed. Reportedly, two brothers were working in the area when the collapse occurred. One brother made it out, while the other has not been heard from. The bodies of eight young men have been found in a ditch in northwest Pakistan, police report. The bodies did not have bullet holes or show any obvious signs of violence. An Islamist insurgency is centered in northwest Pakistan. Security forces and militants have been widely accused of rights abuses, including extrajudicial killings. This is IRN USA Radio News.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, call 1-800-306-8868. That's 1-800-306-8868. 1-800-306-8868.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Your host, Jimmy X.
Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 Eastern, here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
From the rights our forefathers gave to the fight for freedom today.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and this is day one of actually being live on Micro 1650, and I guess so they tell me I sound okay since I can't hear what I'm sounding like, so that's a good thing. I know that much. Let me give out the phone number if anybody out there listening would like to call in and throw in their 2 cents, or you can throw in 3 cents, too, if you'd like to. 716-213-6816. Is the number, 716-213-6816. And when you call in, then I'll have to navigate this little control panel here. Hey, it's almost like being like a pilot or something. I could be a internet pilot, I guess, here with this whole Skype action that we're using Skype to put the show on the air. So that's kind of interesting. 716-213-6816. The other radio stations I was on, well, the one I was on was like an absolute total cluster, you know what, from day one, truly was. And then the other station that I'm on now out of Colorado actually is a functional professional station like Micro 1650 is. So that's always a nice treat. But I can tell you, I really grew up in a really chaotic, crazy household, and there was an advantage to that, actually, because when I come across chaos, I don't get flustered by it. So that was to my advantage at this one radio station that I actually started doing a radio show on, because it's a good thing I was accustomed to chaos, because it truly was a cluster from day one. But anyway, I'm no longer going to be doing that show on Fridays at 5, and I'm just going to do KHNC, and here on Micro 1650, am.com. So listen, let me give out my website for those of you who'd like to talk to me. Shoot me an email, take a look at the website. A lot of good information about sustainable development. There's a tab on there entitled Dark Future, which you really need to take a look at. But the website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go check it out. There are podcasts of a lot of the great guests that I've had on who actually are really knowledgeable when it comes to this whole sustainable development nightmare that we are living in. I wish we were sleeping and experiencing this, but unfortunately we're not. Lights are on and we're wide awake. But check it out. contact me if you'd like. And if you want to call in, 716-213-6816 is the number. Now, this is a trip. Some of you may have heard about this, but LaSalle University is a university here and around the Philadelphia area. Anyway, one of the professors there, a statistics teacher, has been using to teach the kids statistics. He's brought in topless dancers, and he was also talking about gambling. That's how he was teaching the kids statistics. He had had women giving lap dances to the kids, the students who had to pay $150 to attend this particular class. And the title of the class, the message, was supposed to be, what he was supposed to be teaching them was the application of Platonic and Hegelian ethics to business. So I'm not sure how Hegel's dialectic figures into having a lap dance that you're paying $150 for. But anyway, you know what? you can't make this crap up, I'm telling you. But this is this professor. He's that's how he's going to teach kids statistics, is through lap dances and gambling. So I think one of the statistics those kids will probably lose is how to lose your money in three easy lessons. But hey, so now I read something else. Now, Al Gore, you know, the hustler, the fat hustler of the green hustler, Al Gore, our former illustrious vice president, he now says that he's comparing global warming to the civil rights movement. Now, you know, you got to give these hustlers credit, don't you, though, really, in one way? They're certainly very imaginative, and how they can hustle different aspects of our history and turn it from one thing into something else entirely. So you really, they do have great imaginations. So I think maybe we could give Al Gore, I don't know, maybe we could give Al Gore a Nobel Prize for imagination. What do you think? Huh? I mean, we gave Obama one. Well, we didn't. Those morons gave him one, but which, of course, just shows you how meaningless a Nobel Prize now is. Obviously, it means nothing if they're giving them out like candy to people who did nothing except get out of bed. But all they did was delegitimize what people thought were actually legitimate awards. So I had always thought that. I was none the wiser. I didn't realize what a hustle the whole Nobel Peace Prize is. But Al Gore is now hustling global warming and comparing it to the Civil Rights Act. So there you go, kids. Hey, I'm telling you, only in America does this stuff happen. So now I also read that the Texans are braving the gang wars or the drug cartel wars going on there south of the good old USA border. And they're going into Texas or going into Mexico to get cheaper gas. Now, you can't blame them because, I mean, let's face it, they're jamming everybody with the price of gasoline, of course. And we know, because we don't want to drill here in our country for our own resources, because that wouldn't enable them to collapse our economy and create the United States into a third world status if we captured our own resources that we have plenty of. So, but it's okay for us to pay for them to drill off the coast of Brazil. That's okay. But so these poor people in Texas are braving that madness of those whole, the drug violence going on down there just to go to get a gallon of gas. It's kind of pathetic, don't you think? Now, for those of you who like to eat meat, and I happen to be one of them, I really do enjoy eating meat, read something that half of the U.S. meat is tainted with bacteria, and one of the bacterium that they mentioned happened to be Staphylococcus aureus. And for those of you who aren't aware of it, Staph aureus is normal to be on your skin. It's called normal flora. It's normally present there. So I suppose if I'm handling hamburger as I'm making them, molding them into hamburger patties, it's quite logical that Staph aureus would get from my hands, no matter how well I wash them, onto the hamburger. And, you know, I got to tell you, now I've been eating raw hamburger, steak tartare. I've been eating that since I was like a kid. Okay, I love it. And I haven't died yet. And I liked poached eggs that really are kind of runny. And I haven't died yet, and I've been eating those since I was a kid, too. So you know what? I think half this madness that they talk about, I think it's just designed to drive us away from things we like because we'll be so fearful. Oh, no, I'm going to get bacteria on my hamburger. I can't have that. So that's what I really think that this whole thing is all about. I think they're just kind of making mountains out of molehills just to scare people who think, okay, I'm not going to eat any more hot dogs. I'm not going to eat any more hamburger. No more steak. No more roast beef on Kimmelwick. For Jimmy, if you're listening, roast beef on Kimmelwick with a lot of horseradish. And those of you who don't know about those, it's a sandwich that's just indigenous to Buffalo. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, I'm going to continue to eat a lot of raw hamburger. I really don't give a rat's rear end because I've been eating it all this time and I haven't died. And listen, we're all going anyway. It's only a matter of time. So you might as well go out with a bang, right? I'm not going to alter too many of my life choices at this stage of the game. I don't think so. Just is what it is. And I think everybody else should have that same attitude too. Listen, if you want to eat a lot of butter, I would eat a lot of butter. To hell with margarine, eat butter. Eat all the fat you want. Eat a lot of ice cream, too. Go for it. Chocolate. Take a bath in chocolate if you want. This is America. Enjoy it while you still can, because I got news for you. The food Nazis, they're marching down the street right now. Now, you may not be able to hear those boots banging on the ground, but I got news for you. They are on the march, and they're coming after you. So, here's another thing for those of you who like to fly. TSA is singling out the people who complain, and they call them the arrogant complainers. So the arrogant complaining will set you up for a second look by the TSA, huh? So maybe like the parents of that little tiny little six-year-old girl who was molested by the TSA agent, would they be considered arrogant complainers because they didn't like to see their little girl assaulted? I don't know. I bet you they're probably on the list now. In fact, I'm sure every talk radio host is on the list, those talk radio hosts who actually speak out against the injustice. So now listen, we're going to break. We'll be right back. This is Maggie. Hang on, everybody.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to get in contact with me, my radio show website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please send me an email. I'd like to hear your comments. And for those of you who are accustomed to having a chat room, I don't have a chat room. So if somebody is in a chat room who's writing to me right now, maybe you're on Jimmy X's chat room or something, you're in there, I'm not reading it. So, you know, if you want to call me and talk to me, that's fine. But I don't have a chat room, and I'm not planning on getting a chat room. So you'll have to call me if you want to comment to something that I will hear, actually. All right. So now listen. I wanted to mention something else, too. Now, Big Sis. Now, I don't know who coined the nickname Big Sis for the great, all-powerful, the Big Kumba, Janet Napolitano, our leader, Commandant Napolitano. I don't know who coined Big Sis, but it is rather apropos, though, isn't it? But anyway, she's going to be in a documentary now. That'll be one I'll be sure to watch, I'm sure. In fact, I hope it's free. But if I have to pay, I might even pay to see it. Now, please. Now, isn't she the one who, didn't the Department of Homeland Security come up with some memo pointing out that, like, returning veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq and Tea Party people and people who believed in the First Amendment and people who believed in the Second Amendment, the right to defend yourself. Well, somehow these people were potential domestic terrorists. Yeah, I think Big Sis had a hand in that little missive that was put out there for all to see. So I don't know. This should be interesting. This documentary, I guess it's supposed to be entitled Inside the DHS, huh? So now, for those of you who are outside the DHS, just like I am, and what I've seen so far, I have no interest in being inside the DHS, because what I'm getting a glimpse of from the outside, that ain't too American, if you ask me. That's kind of, there's a lot of un-American activity going on in the Department of the Department of Homeland Security, so nah, I think Big Sis can just stay out of documentaries. Maybe Big Sis needs to I suggest Big Sis just get out of the Department of Homeland Security, because the stuff that she's up to, well, it's all that un-American stuff. And I don't know about you, but you know what? I kind of like the United States to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm not too interested in the United States becoming the land of the slaves. Are you? No, I don't think so. I doubt if anybody listening to this radio show today is interested in our country becoming a country of slaves. I don't think that's going to happen at all, actually. So now, there was some butcher, I guess, in Italy has been arrested for selling decade-old meat. Now, he's been changing the dates on the meat packages there, and they found meat with bugs and worms and maggots and all that kind of good stuff in it. So now you tell me now. I think maybe you'd be able to figure out 10-year-old meat. I think if you took a look at that, it would be rather funky looking. So I don't think you need to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure out that the piece of meat you're contemplating purchasing is a little ragged around the edges. You know what I mean? Anyway, this joker kept trying to change the dates, and I guess they found one with a date from 10 years ago. Now, can you imagine? Man, I'll tell you, I'm surprised that actually the piece of meat would even still be there after 10 years. I would think it would have kind of just shriveled up into nothing. But here's another good little informational piece for you now. Since April 15th was officially tax day and everybody had to get their taxes in, half of the United States pays no income tax. And this, of course, is a federal income tax that they're referring to. This isn't the tax you pay on just breathing air that we pay for every single thing we want to do. There's a tax associated with this. But this is the big one, you know, the big federal income tax. Half the country doesn't pay it. Now, for those of you who are listening and you have to pay taxes, how does that make you feel, huh? Now, if you were one of those people who didn't pay tax, would you vote for anybody who was going to say, I think starting next year, all the people who don't pay tax are going to have to contribute a little bit of something, even if it's just a buck or maybe 10 bucks? Do you think that they would vote for those people who wanted to make them pay? Of course they wouldn't. Because nobody pays for their own enslavement if they can avoid it. You know what I mean? Anyway, Jesse Jackson Jr., Reverend. Now let me get that right. Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. says iPads are killing jobs. Now, I wonder if Jesse Jackson Jr., Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr., owns an iPad. He probably does. He's probably got a BlackBerry or I don't know what the name of the fancy iPhone is. iPhone, I guess. There you go. I wonder if the Reverend, I wonder if he owns these other things. I bet you he probably does. You know what I think? I wonder, too, where is Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr.'s church? Does anybody know? How about his old man, Reverend Jesse Jackson? Where is their church? Right, it's Sunday here. So, you know, maybe are they preaching somewhere? That's the same with Reverend Al Sharpton. Where is Reverend Al Sharpton's church? Does anybody know? I don't know. Never heard of one, actually. I've never heard them claim any piece of real estate as being the location of their church, where they're preaching to the unwashed masses to save their souls. Have you? I haven't. Where is Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr.'s church? Where are they, as I like to refer to it as, hustling? Where are they hustling the masses? Other than all of us in the United States, they do that so very well, though, too, don't they? Don't they just love to hustle? They are race hustlers. They are gold medal winners of race hustling. There is no doubt about that. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have, you know, they've worked magic. They're magic makers, actually, because they make pretend become real when they're race hustling, don't they? I mean, look at Tawana Brawley, that whole deal with Al Sharpton and Tawana Brawley. That was a great race hustling mess. You know, the interesting thing to me with those two is when they realize that they've made a mistake with the race hustling, which, of course, we know that it's like 99 9/10% of the time. All they're doing it is for money anyway. But when they've made a mistake, they never once bother to say that they were sorry and that they accused someone unjustly, do they? Nope. The words "I'm sorry" rarely ever cross their lips. But, you know, you can't say you're sorry and make millions of dollars hustling race at the same time, I guess, can you? Probably not. I don't think that works out too well. Now, one other thing, and this is a big thing to me, the White House has a plan to have oversight over the internet. Now, we know they want to take away our ability to communicate with one another. That only makes sense. I mean, if you're looking for dictatorial, tyrannical control, you can't have the free access to information. You can't have people having the ability to talk with one another, can you? Of course not. That isn't how you create a dictatorship. There isn't the free exchange of ideas. Didn't happen in Nazi Germany. Certainly didn't happen with Mao Zedong was wandering around and killing off, what did he kill, 60 million of his own fellow Chinamen? Didn't happen there. Certainly doesn't happen down in Cuba. Hugo Chavez, well, he's no fan of the free exchange of information. So the White House wants to have internet oversight over civilian agencies. So just so you know, kids, when you go to one of those .gov websites, like if you're looking up information on Social Security, well, who knows what information they'll be tracking on you, you know. So if you want to go to Obama's, like, Organizing for America or just to go to the WhiteHouse.gov website, well, there'll be big brothers watching you. Don't you feel better now? I feel much safer. And then Senator Joe Lieberman, you know what he had to say about that? He said the best way to protect people from catastrophic cyber attacks is to have this government oversight on what's happening. Really? I don't know. I think we've been doing pretty good thus far, haven't we? I mean, all around the world, I think we're doing pretty good right now with the way it is. I don't think we need the government to give us any oversight. I think we're doing pretty good. I think a lot of that spyware does a pretty good job. And I don't know, these cyber attacks, I don't know. I think what they'd be planning on attacking wouldn't be little old me and my laptop and whatever crap I may accumulate on my laptop. I don't think so. I think they'd be going for bigger fish, personally, if they wanted to attack something like maybe, I don't know, military installations or something like that, you know. But that's just my opinion. And everybody has opinions. And this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my website is theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you'd like to contact me, there's a contact button on that website. So, kids, hey, you know what? Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Because I know better days are coming. Because there's people in the world who are standing up for what is right. And so, hey, everybody, I'm glad you tuned in. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. Listen to my show. Take care, everybody. You did.